Make me proud of me. How about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Make me proud of me. Now, how many times do we think about making me proud of me? Well, we really don't think about that very often. And the reason that we don't think about making me proud of me is because I'm just so busy doing all the things that I'm involved in. And as I am busy in doing all the things I am involved in, I don't stop and think whether this is something that makes me happy or sad, that makes me proud or glad. What is it that this is about me? Am I doing all things that makes me proud? Proud of me. Do I walk along my meditation path each morning and do I say beautiful things about myself and my world? Oh yes. Do I go into town as I drive into town and I see drivers around me driving not quite according to my standards? Do I become irritated with them? Well, that's nothing to be proud of. If I drive into town and I see these drivers who are driving a little different than I do, and if I surround them with my pure white light of love, and I bless them and I love them, and I see them living a happy, fulfilled life, I see them doing things that make them happy, then I can be proud of me. I'm thinking the right thoughts. When I go into the stores and I see the people who are dealing with me there, if they deal with me kindly, naturally it's easy to be proud of them and happy about them. If they deal with me with their own unhappy heart, then I take this as a personal vendetta and I say, that's terrible, they're just terrible clerks and I meet terrible clerks. Well, I cannot be proud of myself for allowing myself to think thoughts about somebody else that they might have problems. I don't need to go about the world thinking people have problems. I go into a restaurant and my first thought is, what lovely thing can I say to the waitress? What lovely thing can I say to my companion? What lovely comment can I make about the world about me? And next thing I know, beautiful things just flood into my life. For my desire to think happy thoughts, my desire to compliment the world for being such a beautiful world, which I in the first place created, you know, by my thought alone, well, that only brings about more beautiful, wonderful people in my world. It only brings about more beautiful, wonderful experiences in my world, and I can be so proud of me for doing this. But I'm not proud of me in exclusion or over someone else. I'm only proud that I'm staying on the ball. When I think a nice thought, when something unkind happens, and I say, yep, it's a wonderful day. Yep, these people are doing their best. When I can do these things, then I can have a right to be proud of myself. Now, being proud of myself, as we said, is not a matter of being superior to somebody else. It's a matter of being the best that I can be, being my personal best. We say this about athletes. When an athlete is his personal best or her personal best, they are doing a beautiful job. And it's a joy to watch them compete, because they don't compete. They're only proving their own inner ability to do whatever the athletic event is that they're involved in. If they're in a game which is racing, you know, if they're in a wonderful race, and they're racing with many other people, they're racing with these people, not against them. They're racing because those people are running and they're running, and that's the name of the game. And so then they let out all their stops. They don't look around them to see where other people are. They just look forward to the goal. And they think to themselves, now, how can I move my feet in the most marvelous way that takes me where I want to go? And they just move their feet just like a wonderful gallop, just like a wonderful movement of a horse their feet are just flowing along in this wonderful speeding way. And they do not run out of steam. They do not run out of energy. They do not run out of desire. Because they're just loping along, and they're just looking at their goal, and they say, oh, what a wonderful way, what a wonderful day. And they have a smile on their face, and they just move toward wherever they're going, and they get there first. Now, if they ever don't get there first, they don't let that worry them. They have done a good race. They have done well. They haven't done their best. Because if they did their best, they would always be first. If they did their best, they would not think about anyone else in the slightest during the race. They would not think about anyone else before the race. They would just say, I'm going to race this course, and I'm going to run this course, and I'm going to run it with all of my joyous energy and all of my delight and all of my happiness, and I am going to make myself proud of me. Proud of me doing my very best every moment of the race. Now, life is a race. Life is an event. And as we move through life, we go from one idea to another. We go from one activity to another. And each activity is a joy-filled activity. And as I participate in each activity, I think to myself, wow, this is exciting. And I think, now, how am I going to accomplish what I want to accomplish here? And so I put on a happy face, and I put on a happy heart, and I put on a happy attitude in every possible way. And as I do this, the game that I'm playing, the activity that I'm engaged in, is so beautiful, so wonderful. Every little thing about it that might have made someone else unhappy, I don't even see it. I'm not even aware of those things that might make somebody unhappy, because I am happy. And so I look with a happy heart, and I engage in life with a happy heart. And I can make myself so proud of myself, because I am doing everything from a happy heart. And as I do everything from a happy heart, I live in a healthy body. I live in an engaging experience in life where everything flows harmoniously and joyfully. I'm surrounded by beautiful people whom I love with all of my heart and soul and being. I don't want them to love me. I don't really care if they love me. It doesn't make the slightest bit of difference to me. The only thing that is important to me is that I like me. And when I like me, I like everybody else. And when I like everybody else, it doesn't matter what goes on in the world, because I've already got everything. Now, to be sure, if I like myself and I like everybody else, to be sure, everybody's going to like me. But that's not the premise that I go forth in my life. The premise on which I go forth in my life is that I am proud of me at every moment. I don't make my mother and dad proud of me. I don't make my wife or husband or children or family or associates or friends or teachers or whomever. I don't make anyone else proud of me. I just make myself proud of me, because I am being my very best. I am being my personal best, and I'm being my spiritual best. I'm being my divine best. I'm very proud of me. And I'm very proud of the world that I've created, because every person in my world is just like me. A beautiful, fabulous being. I'm very proud of my life, my world, my friends. I'm very proud of everything that is, because out of my happy heart, I created it. And it is good, and very, very good. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.